We believe in, you know, like attract like. We're attracting the right people. When we are in the right place, we're attracting the wrong people. When we are in the wrong place. And the idea, the reward of changing is not just we waiting after we change and we say, when I'm going to get what I want. The reward of changing, my friend, is that when we start to meet the right people, the right situation, the right idea, that's the reward. Why? Because the universe is an ocean of opportunity, ocean of billions of dollars swimming around you, ocean of soulmate, ocean of wonderful thing. But are you going to connect to it? Are you will be able to connect to what you want to connect? I see that we're going live in different camera here. I'm very excited about it. And we're connecting to everybody all over the world. And the idea is everybody at home have to ask themselves, am I changing? Because the reward for changing is my arena will change. Ask yourself, in your life, let's say life is a basketball game. Are you sitting up in seat 300 or 400 close to the roof? Or are you a little bit closer to the game? Or are you actually playing the game? Where are you? And if you don't play the game, why not? Why you want to be an observer? Why you want to be the one who just watching? Don't you want to be that person who play it so you can win it? That's the question, my friend. Let's get now into Kabbalah and explain it on a deeper level. Now, Kabbalah, if we talk about Kabbalah, the one thing I need to tell you, the word Kabbalah has not been mentioned a lot. You know, the only place it can mention is on Mount Sinai, when it say Moses received the Torah from God. The word receive, kibel. So kibel and Kabbalah is exactly the same words. So from here we learn that the word Kabbalah means to receive. So when I'm taking the roots of the word Kabbalah, that's how you write, you have lekabel, okay? So I'm talking about receiving. So when I'm talking about receiving, the engine of every existence in this universe is a receiving engine. If you ask yourself, who are you? Receiving. So I'm receiving. What is it you want to receive? How excited you want to receive it? That's what Kabbalah is. Now, what is Kabbalah really teaching you? Is it getting you to a place where you connect to why you are here, what created you, what's the purpose of creation? All of those things has to be included in the study of Kabbalah. If you are not aware of why this universe came about, or why you are here, or why the divine created it, and you don't even ask those questions, we are basically wasting our time, wasting our life. It's like nothing really happened. If you every day discover new thing about your soul, new thing about creation, new thing about the why you are here, you are not missing the point. That's why you have to have a strong desire. And so it's called Kabbalah. We call it Kabbalah because Kabbalah means to receive. Your engine of receiving can never stop. Never stop. Never stop. That's what's called Kabbalah. And again, you can find it in the book of the Zohar. You can find it in a book that's called the Book of Yetzirah, Book of Formation, Book of the Ari, Rav Ashlag. So many books, so many people. Today, Kabbalah becomes so modern. Everybody talk about Kabbalah. You know, I would like to make sure, and that's why I call it Kabbalah with Eliyahu, to make sure that I'm giving to people a knowledge of Kabbalah from the Ari, from Rabbi Isaac Luria, step by step, to include them in the growth of what exactly we're doing here and what is our purpose step by step. Now, before we're getting there, I would like you to ask you a question. is there is things in your life that need to change, that you don't like. Do you feel there is area in your life that need to be changed? If there is, please write it down. I will give you like 1 or 2 minutes. Argentina? Hi, Argentina. Oh, the other doesn't work?
It's, I think it's out of space.
Huh?
It stopped recording, so it's
poor
connection.
Oh, poor connection. לא, את יכולה להחזיק, מישהו יחזיק לך, זה מה שהוא הציע לך.
Everybody, please write down. Need my help there?
Yeah, I think we're fine. That's good. The word vital, right?
Vital, yeah.
But it's life.
Still life?
Yeah.
Okay, just put it there, exactly where it was. Do you know how to do it? No, no, don't move the thing. Don't move it. Next time, just communicate with each other so everybody knows something doesn't work. Okay, now after you wrote down, everybody wrote down, you need a paper, you need this, we have enough paper for everybody. Now I want to ask you how it feels to write down everything that doesn't work in your life. What kind of feeling you went through? Shame, happiness, excitement, hatred. What exactly you felt when you wrote down what it doesn't work in your life? Let's say you wrote relationship, money, I don't know, other thing that you wrote down. What did it make you feel when you wrote it down to yourself? I don't want to know what you wrote, but I want to know what it make you feel. If you can share, maybe 2 or 3 people can share.
Depressed and sad.
The what?
Depressed and sad.
Depressed and sad. Wow. Same, depressed and sad. What about you?
Confusion.
Wow. So we see. No, I'm shocked. I'm shocked. The reason I'm saying I'm shocked because I thought people would say, I'm so excited. But we're not. We're not excited at all. So we wrote down what doesn't work in my life. And I'm depressed and I'm sad and I'm confused and I'm not happy and so on and so on. All right. Let's see why. Let's understand why. Because that's the first step before we getting into the deep study of Kabbalah. Why is this the first step? Because the Mishnah, which is a book that was written 2,000 years ago, write Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. Before you study Torah, before you study Kabbalah, you need to study Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz is being a behavior, a way you change yourself, then you can study. Because if you just study the knowledge itself without preparing what you need to prepare, that study, say the Talmud, Torah, God forbid, the wisdom that he studied can become drug of death. So there is dangers. If a person is not changing spiritually and he studies just more knowledge and more knowledge and more knowledge, the knowledge itself is crushing his soul instead of helping. So it's dangerous. That's why we need to go according to that curriculum. Now, let's understand why we depress. Can I ask you why you depress?
It just seems like it's too big to change.
It's too big to change, or there is not enough time. You didn't say that.
No.
Double depressed. It's too big to change. All right. Well, maybe it is too big to change. Maybe you ask for too much. The idea of the thing that's not working in our life, the reason we need to do that and write it down, and you got to look at it every day. I see people who are goal-oriented. They always write their goal, which is nice. It's motivating. But you also need to write down the thing that's not working in your life. You need to know what's not working in your life. Because if you have no idea what's not working in your life, you have no reason or desire, Kabbalah, to change it. You need to know what's not working. You also need to know that you're responsible to change it. If you don't pass through that level, even if I teach you tonight some secret, and I will teach you every week secret of Kabbalah, it will not help the change. And I'm invite everybody. That's why we did a live, to make sure everybody get this information and knowledge, because if you get tonight's lecture, you get your entire change. You get your entire change. All what you got to do is to go and follow us on the website, vitaltransformation.org, and follow through this lecture. We make sure we give it tonight for everybody. But after that, you can find the lecture in vitaltransformation.org, so you can follow every week and listen to it again and again and again. Taking responsibility is a unique trick. Very unique. If I feel I'm responsible for everything, that means I can change everything. If I feel I'm not responsible for everything, that means I cannot change nothing. If I'm responsible for why I gain weight, that means I can lose weight. If I don't believe I'm responsible for that, then I cannot control. Too big to change it. Nothing can be changed if I'm not fully responsible for that. So when I find out something is not working in my life and I'm getting super excited about changing it, I'm responsible. Why your marriage didn't work? I'm responsible. Why the money don't work? I'm responsible. People don't want to take it. They want some free lunches. Wasn't my fault, then it's not up to you to change it. It is not your fault, okay? Not your fault. So you're going to be doomed for the rest of your life with that specific problem. Can I change it? Only if you be responsible for that. Are you ready to change it? No. You know, because he's saying it's not my fault. If it's not your fault, then it's not your responsibility to change it. Very simple. So it's up to you. Is it your responsibility? You burn the food. It's your responsibility? No. So you can never make a good food. Because you don't even know what happened. Every time you say, it's my responsibility, you take the reins back. You take the reins back, you discover your power, and now you can ride the horses to the right direction. Every time you say, it's not my fault, that's the time you lost the horses. They can take you anywhere they want. My dear friend, it's the first step, what we call Derech Eretz, to how to know how the spirituality is working. If a person don't pass through this level, then a person cannot just understanding the wisdom of spirituality, specifically Kabbalah, because Kabbalah will come and cure whatever you achieve. If you didn't achieve any level, Kabbalah cannot add to any level that you achieve, because there is no point there. Let me continue. I'm teaching you here something very unique that I wrote. So it's a style. It's a specific style of how I help thousands of people. So it's a style that combine of mystical, Kabbalah, Ari, Rav Ashlag, deep way, very old style of Kabbalah, also Rabbi Yehuda Ptaya from Iraq, different Kabbalists that will teach you step by step about the change. But before that, we need to understand Kabbalah. We need to understand the Kabbalah, what exactly happened. Taking responsibility come before study. So every week when you come here, or every week you're watching me online, ask yourself, what is not working in my life? Am I responsible for it not to work? Don't talk about what you're going to do about it. Don't go there. Because if you think about what you're going to do about it, you try to change the world. You only can talk from this point on, what can I do about me? What is about me that needed to be changed? What is about me that needs to be changed? Then everything will change by itself. You don't have to worry about it. It's two things. I'm responsible. Step number one. Second, what is I'm going to change? And then using some spirituality called Kabbalah to help you to change. That's it. Simple as it is. If you add more study without taking responsibility, that study will crush your container. And then you're going to feel terrible. You're going to feel sad. You're going to feel upset. You're going to feel depressed. You will feel all kind of bad feeling. But it's not because it's bad. It's because you cannot hold too much blessing if the container doesn't have room for that. Very important to remember. Also important not to blame yourself and others. Don't blame yourself. Don't blame others. Don't become a victim. Because if you blame yourself, it doesn't mean you took responsibility. Blaming yourself is another game. It's my fault. It doesn't help. It's your responsibility. Big different than your fault. Okay? I want to make sure it's clear and done. Now, I want you to write down next to the things that are not so pretty in your life, what you wrote before. And I want you to write down next to one of them, what is the, and you don't have to show it to anybody, what do you think this one thing that you're ready to take responsibility for? Or you can write it on another page. One thing that you're willing to take responsibility for that's not working in your life. One thing. Remember, you're not blaming yourself. You take responsibility for it, meaning you know that you are in charge of it and that's why it didn't work. So take responsibility for one thing. One thing, not a lot, only one. Good. Write it down to yourself. I'm happy you're doing it. And now what I want you to do is write down next to it, what will be this one spiritual change that you're committing to do? Is it to reduce of the ego? Is it anger issue? Is it jealousy? What is this one spiritual thing that you're going to change? That you think that if you change it, it will be absolutely relate to taking responsibility for that specific thing. I hope I'm clear about what I just said. No? Meaning, let's say you don't like your relationship. You feel you have issue with the relationship. So you're saying, I'm responsible for not having a relationship. Now, what is this one spiritual thing you want to change? Let's say you wrote ego. Okay? You need to see that as you change your ego, your relationship starts to get better. Okay? So changing yourself spiritually become the magic to help you to keep taking responsibility for the relationship and then opening the door for something great to start happening in your life. So it's two things here. Again, all what I'm teaching you is just preparation for Kabbalah. It's called Derech Eretz. It's called a way to behave or a manners or the spiritual manners, as we call it. It's a 2,000 years old knowledge that will guide you step by step how to get there. But first, we need to change. I see many people that try to study this amazing wisdom called Kabbalah, but they're not working on the foundation of who they are. So what they do, they just jump in, read a book, and now they know Kabbalah. They know the items, they know the material, they know the information. But if they don't change, it's actually destroying them. Not only doesn't help them, it's destroying them. And that's why Rabbi Chaim Vital, who was with the Ari, in the beginning of the book of the Ari, he writes, for a person need to change, need to take responsibility, need to grow spiritually before getting into that ocean. Because this ocean has only good thing in it. But what happens if you're going into a good ocean with everything is perfect and you have a cup that is full of dirt? You wouldn't appreciate what this ocean has to offer you. That's why the change is very important. And please try to do it every day as much as you can. Take responsibility for things not working, then do some change, and those two things is like magical, okay? I'm giving you some gift of thousands of years of secret and knowledge. Now, to begin study the wisdom of Kabbalah, of course, the first thing we're going to do is read from Rabbi Isaac Luria. Nothing is more powerful to start Kabbalah than reading from Rabbi Isaac Luria. Now, why not from Book of Formation? It's also a book on Kabbalah, or from the book Raziel, the book that relates to Adam, that given by God. Why not Zohar? Why Ari, after all? The Ari brought the Kabbalah that is based on the Zohar in a way that we need to study it in this lifetime. We know that Rabbi Isaac Luria is buried in Tzfat. He left this world when he was 38 years old, very young. He revealed in the young age everything that we need to know about Kabbalah, from A to Z. By the way, after him, live other two famous Kabbalists. I will mention the people I remember, so I would like to ask for forgiveness for the soul I don't remember. So one of them, he was the Baal Shem Tov, that talked to the heart. Rabbi Isaac Luria talked to the brain. The Baal Shem Tov talked to the heart. There is another rabbi from Yemen. His name is Rabbi Shalom Sharabi, the Rashash, that he gave more the combination of letters, of how to combine different letters. So we're going to try to use as much as we can Kabbalah so we can help our soul. But first I would like to read the first verse from Tree of Life. That's the book of Rabbi Isaac Luria about Kabbalah. And I'm going to read it in Hebrew, and then I'm going to explain what he said. That's from the Ari, not from Rav Ashlag. Da, you need to know, ki terem sheneetzlu haneetzalim, before the emanate were emanate, and venivriu hanivraim, and before the creator was created, aya or, it was light, upper light, simple light, fulfilled the entire existence, and it was nothing which is empty, or something that which is space. Everything was fulfilled from this endless light. And it was no beginning, no end. Everything was absolutely light there. And we call it the endless light. Now, of course, this is the beginning of creation. We need to understand it. We need to get into it. Because if we will not understand it, and we would like to know the basic of Kabbalah, we will have a problem. So let's talk about it a little bit. Rabbi Isaac Luria mentioned the word light. Now, the light that we understand, that when people become spiritual, they use a lot the word light. If you go to India, they say light. If you go to spiritual group, that kind of self-help, I saw the light. Everybody sees some light. I saw the light in the end of the tunnel. I saw the light inside the refrigerator, the inner light, kind of. But that light we're talking about, it's not a physical light. It's not a light that you can see. We are not related to any light with the physical body. The Kabbalah is a spiritual knowledge that related to the soul. It's not related to your body. Once you make it as related to the body, you're missing the point. Kabbalah is always related to the soul. You cannot grasp it, you cannot capture it. So it's not a knowledge of how to make your life better. It's not a knowledge of how to make your business better. It's not a knowledge to remove your pain. It's a knowledge only for the soul. And once you connect to the soul, you will reach your best potential. And if it's meant to be, you don't have to go through that pain. After all, you're trusting the whole idea, right? The divine know what the divine is doing. So if you connect it, whatever needs to come out from this lifetime, from another lifetime, will come out. But if you disconnect and you try to manipulate kind of the light, and say, okay, I'm going to study Kabbalah to be rich. What? What is that? What is that? If you study Kabbalah to be rich, then that's not Kabbalah. That's some tricky, some, I don't know, black magic, or I don't know what you call it. Kabbalah is a knowledge about creation. You see what it say? He didn't say, I think he knew what he was doing. He didn't talk about the beginning. He should say, in the beginning was light, then it was light everywhere, and then if people want money, they should go to that light. It was no money in the light. It was no love in the light. It was no health in the light. There's nothing going on there. There's only light. What is that light? We call it endless light. So it's a concept that's called endless. We, as human, cannot relate to a concept that's called endless. We relate to a concept that's called end. That's why we want money. We want food. We want sex. We want candy. We want things that has end. We don't want things that has endless in them. Kabbalah rejuvenate the soul of the individual to go back to what the soul meant to do here. And what the soul meant to do is to connect to the endless, to connect to the original seed of creation of what we are here for. We're not here to open a business. We're not here just to reproduce and die. No, we are here to connect to a concept called endless. There is a problem because the body and the soul is endless, but the body is a visitor. We come, we go. Once we get to reincarnation in this course, I'm going to teach you how it works. But we need to know it come and go. It come and go. That's it. That's a body. And we relate to the body a lot. We look at ourselves as the mirror. This is me. But this body is momentarily. It's nothing. The soul is forever. How do we bring ourselves to think from the soul? That's called Kabbalah. That's what Kabbalah is. Kabbalah. How is my soul need to think while I'm inside this body? It's tough. I'm in frame. I'm always in frame. And that's where the beginning is. So what is the Ari telling us? How should we start? That is say, first you need to know. You say, da. You need to know that in the beginning, or from the beginning, everything was endless light. So from time to time, once a day, take 5 minutes, 5 minutes of your time and meditate and understand that you are part of an endless picture. Get out of the end moment in your mind, endless picture. That endless picture create everything. But that endless things create things with an end. It's kind of a paradox. So this podium has a beginning and end. I am in my body, still in my body, I experience only end. The podium experienced me, I experienced the podium. I experienced the floor, I experienced the roof. Everything has an end, beginning and end, beginning and end. Within us, we have a living thing that's called the soul. The soul is the only one part that will not experience an end. It's only been forced to experience an end. So when we say Kabbalah, lekabel, to receive, what is it you want to receive from your life? Do you want to receive materialistic thing that relate to your body? Or do you want to receive that endless light to relate to your soul? And of course, the answer is endless light that relate to your soul. But most people not relate to something endless because the soul has not been awakening. It's dead. The body is the most awakening thing in our universe. And that's why we're going back to the first point. There is so much chaos. And that's why people with body consciousness try to change the world. They don't try to connect their soul to the original. They try, how can I change this world? How can I make my country better? How can I go green? Hello? In the endless, there was no green or not green. In the angel, it was no Democrat or Republican. In the endless, it was one thing, light. You heard about it? It doesn't mean which party you belong to. You belong to an end. But when this soul is being awakening and connect, now you connect to an endless. Of course, comes the question, how to do it? I'm still in the body. Difficult. Difficult. Where do I begin? I'm attached to the body. I gotta sleep because of the body. Gotta go to the bathroom because of the body. I gotta take a shower because of the body. All what we do is body. We're serving the body all day long. All day long. Body, I gotta feed you. Body, I gotta take you to the shower. Body, all day long. It's tiring. Body, 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 body. And inside that body, they tell us that there is a spark from the endless. We love to connect to it. We want to connect it. We don't know where to start. We don't know how to begin. So there is two ways to do it. One way is to reduce the influence of the body on the soul. Second way is to increase the activation of the soul on the body. You have to choose where you want to start. Fighting with the body all day long will make you tired. Tell the body, don't do, don't do, don't do. It's like a kid. Like a teenager, don't do it, don't do it, don't. Eventually, it's enough. It's not gonna work. To find a way for the soul to get connected to where it belongs, that's the beginning of spirituality. And if a Kabbalist would like step by step to increase the level of connection to what we call an endless consciousness, then whatever hurt your soul, hurt your endless, should bother you. Whatever hurt your end, which is body, should not bother you. Whatever hurt your limitation way of thinking should not bother you. Whatever hurt your unlimited way of thinking should bother you. Meaning what? Somebody speak not nice to you. You get hurt. Why? Because they spoke not nice to you. Why? They diminish you. Why? Because I want everybody to think I'm somebody. Why? Because I'm connected to a limited universe. Why? Because I couldn't activate my soul. Mm-hmm. All those opportunities that happen in your life, all those things, the ups and downs, I'm sure you have some chaos in your life. This list that you wrote down, what's not working in your life? It's to remind you, what are you doing here? What are you doing with your life? Is it your goal? Is it your goal to make another $1,000, another $200,000? No problem. But are you slave to it? Are you slave to that limitation way of thinking? Or you want the unlimited way of how the endless? Within the endless, is it written here, right? We read it together. Within the endless, it says before everything, the upper simple light was fulfilled the entire existence. When we feel lack, when we feel we don't have something, we relate to the body. When we know we have it all, but we need to connect to it to change, like I said before, change the ego, change the jealousy, change something, then we connect to all this existence.